Temperatures in the valley are dropping as fall gives way to winter. But for many families, that also means enduring another winter in substandard housing, a problem that the city of Fresno says it's been working to try to fix since the passage of a new rental inspection ordinance in February. Valley Public Radio's Jeffrey Hess looked into why the new inspection system hasn't started yet, even though the city council approved the plan months ago.
2 years ago this month, the city of Fresno was rocked by the unsafe living conditions at the Somerset Village apartment complex. Valley Public Radio covered the story at the rundown Central Fresno Apartments, where residents had packed into small units without hot water or gas.
Ever since November 13th, Amelia Padre and her 22-year-old daughter have been living in a nightmare.
Local media swarmed the complex, and its owner, a Bay Area restaurateur, became the poster boy for slum housing citywide. In response, earlier this year, the Fresno City Council approved the Rental Housing Inspection Act to begin the process of checking the conditions of nearly all of the roughly 90,000 rental housing units in the city. The ordinance was approved in February, but to date, inspections have yet to begin.
The city has spent about 10 months trying to reinvent a wheel that's already been invented.
Patience Milrod is an attorney with Central California Legal Services, which often provides representation for tenants during disputes with their landlords. She says she just doesn't understand why it's taking so long for Fresno to get started when other California cities like Sacramento already have a broad-based inspection regime and registration database. The delay, Milrod says, is more than just a bureaucratic one. It's harmful to some of the most vulnerable families in Fresno.
They're still there. The city could have relieved tons of families from this kind of environment if it had acted promptly, and it hasn't done anything yet except, it hasn't done anything that's yielded a result yet.
City officials disagree with that claim, and existing code enforcement efforts are still ongoing. One of the people that Milrod says could have been helped is Carla Arana, who I reached by cell phone. She says she lived in a converted garage apartment with five other family members that had holes in the ceiling that the landlord refused to fix, despite multiple requests.
For over a year, just having to live with looking at the sky at night and just like bugs and everything coming in.
Arana, now 21, and her entire family are undocumented. And she says the landlord used that fact against them to keep them in the home, as well as threatening to tell other landlords not to rent to them. She says they believe this was just part of what it meant to be a new immigrant in the United States. She says those threats and the lack of knowledge about local policy made it impossible for her family to report the conditions to city officials, even if they knew where to go.
And that is why I think this policy is so important, because now people don't have to, report that. Now the city is going to do that job, and that's, I think, the best advice that I can give.
This is exactly the kind of story Milrod and others say they're trying to prevent, because the people who live in slum housing conditions are often among the poorest and most disadvantaged residents, like refugees and undocumented immigrants, for whom reporting their problems could tip off a vindictive landlord. The city of Fresno strongly disputes the insinuation that there has been any delay in setting up the inspection program. Instead, they insist this is their one chance to get it right, and they don't want to blow it. Mark Standriff is city spokesman.
You have to kind of think of it as a cake that's going to take X amount of time. And we realize that the people out there that are hungry, that would love to have a piece of this cake, but it's going to be ready when it's ready. And the important thing for us is to get it right rather than right now.
Standriff says they have hired all the staff, 10 inspectors and a manager, whose job it will be to comb through the tens of thousands of units. They're also working to establish a web portal where landlords can register their units and keep up to date on rolling inspections required by the ordinance. The city hired a local software company, Bitwise, to do the digital infrastructure, which is currently in beta testing. Rushing, Standriff says, poses its own problems because it could lead to legal fights that tie up landlords, who also have rights, and the city, while housing problems remain in place.
The city is moving forward. In fact, again, we are as anxious as anybody to get this moving. This is really one of the mayor's signature pieces from his first year in office. And so we obviously want to have this out there. We want to be able to show the community that we are being proactive. But it doesn't do anybody any good if we rush something that isn't ready to go.
Standard says the city is on pace to have the database up and running and begin inspections in early 2018. In the meantime, he says the existing inspection and reporting regime is still in place for anyone who has concerns about conditions right now. The city council bumped an item examining the progress on the act until after the new year. For Valley Public Radio News, I'm Jeffrey Hess.